ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be addressing a question which is very pertinent today, especially for Muslims who live in countries where the majority of the population is non-Muslim. So that problem and that question is related to the consumption of alcohol as well as other intoxicants. So a lot of people living in non-Muslim countries, you know, as you know, consumption of alcohol is actually not even forbidden in a lot of religions, right? As long as it's as long as it's done in moderation, there's a lot of religions that they don't prevent, the consumption of alcohol. And this has led to a lot of vices in Western society, and Muslims who live in these kind of societies sometimes they become afflicted with this vice. And if you ask them, why do you consume alcohol? You shouldn't. This is haram and it's prohibited in Islam. A lot of them, make the excuse by saying that, well, we don't understand why this would be prohibited. By consuming alcohol, if I do it moderately, nothing happens. I don't go crazy or it doesn't affect my daily activities. So we want to address this question and examine why Allah has prohibited it. In response to this question, in some of our previous sessions, we examined this to a certain extent in light of the hadith and came to the conclusion that the person who drinks alcohol and becomes intoxicated, in the state of intoxication, his intellect and his faculties of reasoning and understanding, they don't function properly. In this situation, it becomes very likely and probable that he might deny God's existence, his beautiful names and attributes, because it's the intellect that is what affirms God and which affirms his beautiful qualities and his attributes and his names. And once this, God's existence and, the necessity of revelation and prophethood and these things are denied, well, then that leads to, the person committing any indecent act. The only thing that would prevent a person from committing these kind of indecent acts is, his fear of God and, the hereafter. So this is the reason we came to the conclusion that alcohol has been prohibited. So this is the philosophy behind this. In line with this, we see some hadiths which kind of reverberate and echo the same theme. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following: when the alcoholic one meets Allah, mighty and exalted, he will meet him as an idol worshiper. Right? For the same reason that we mentioned. And also he also said, the one who drinks an intoxicant, his prayer will not be accepted for 40 days and 40 nights. Right? And so this is actually the after effects of consuming alcohol. We're not talking about the person who in a state of intoxication, in the state of intoxication, obviously this person's his prayers won't be accepted. But even after that, after he becomes sober and he tries to make repentance, his prayers won't be accepted for 40 days and 40 nights. Socially, we have been asked to also reject the alcoholic. The Holy Prophet said, when one who drinks alcohol speaks, do not believe him. And if he proposes, do not marry him. If he falls sick, do not visit him. And if he dies, do not attend his funeral, and do not entrust him with anything. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reason for the prohibition of alcohol in the light of the hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.